Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
Paul Kuharsky with us for the next hour, talking all things Titans. We welcome your Titans questions as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. PK was down there for both practices between the Titans and the Falcons this week. The preseason game coming up tomorrow, in which apparently Cam Ward and the starters will play probably a couple series. We'll see how things play out on that front. On the Cam Ward front, you mentioned the connection with Ridley, which I think is really positive. We've talked about that kind of heading into all this, how important that was, and it seems like that part of it is going well. Another thing that seems to be happening a lot is interceptions. And I know it's training camp, it's practice, it's a rookie quarterback, and not every interception is directly the quarterback's fault. Having said all that, he's thrown a lot of picks. How concerned are you by the number, the volume of interceptions that we're seeing from Ward to this point?
Yeah, he needs to be cleaner. He threw one yesterday in the move the ball, might have been 2 minute scenario late, where there's only one thing going on, the team's exchanging possessions, where he got flushed out of the pocket and was throwing the ball away. It was Levis-esque in that, you know, he's got to be throwing it out of bounds.
Yep.
And he threw it not out of bounds. And D. Alford, cornerback, was able to navigate the sidelines and catch it and, you know, give it a pretty good return, almost like a punt.
Well, and by the way, he did that in the preseason game too. It didn't get picked, but right. he threw one away that did not go out of bounds.
Away. Yeah. So he said he felt pain watching him do that, and he needs to hit the opposing coach in the head with that throw or something to that effect. But that, you know, that's poor decision making there. That should be pretty basic and automatic to throw that ball at a much sharper angle out of bounds. And, you know, so I got some grief for invoking Levis's name, but that was the kind of thing that Levis did that everybody was up in arms over decision making wise.
Yep.
You know, so he needs to clean that up for sure. Some of these interceptions, you know, are tipped balls or the like, but you know, and they'll say they want him to take some chances and all of that. But whole operation needs to be cleaner. You know, I don't know that the receivers are crushing it outside of Ridley. They really pushed it to Isle Manor the last 2 days. He said he didn't feel that way, like there's no conscious effort to get him to it. Coverages dictate it. Well, the coverages dictated things for him. He had a really bad day the first day, said it was his worst practice day since he's been here, was kind of timid on balls he should have gone and gotten given his physical stature. Did better the second day, but I think they're, you know, it suggests that they're, he was with Cam more. So there was opportunity there for him. It'll be interesting to see what Ward does in this game. I mean, I think we gave Ward a lot of credit in that first game, and he deserved a lot of credit in that first game for what he did on that second drive. But that first play, the biggest play of the game to Ridley, you know, yes, he had great protection. Yes, he made a strong throw to Ridley. Ridley's open by 6 yards there. There's a busted coverage element to that. So I'm not downgrading him for doing everything right there, and that play is a great play to get them kick-started on what was a good touchdown drive and the only touchdown drive of the game for them. But, you know, I'd like to see in this game him operate against some more realistic circumstances, if you will, at least coverage-wise. You know, you want the pass protection to continue.
Yep.
And then the other thing is the Titans are going to play their starters for 2 series on both sides. Is Callahan's intent going in, you know, does Atlanta play anybody? And, you know, people want to be excited about this team. I want to be excited about Ward. And you can't downscore him again if he's making the right reads and making the right throws and all of that. But you have to say along with it, it's against second team pass rushers who are less likely to beat the Titans' first offensive line, and against second team, you know, coverage guys who are less likely, you know, first team coverage guys are pretty good for the Falcons.
Okay, I have a couple points to make before I forget about them. First of all, I got a text from a source who very much knows NFL football, having played a lot of it, who made the point on the practice thing that the wham block usually is not a practice thing. It's a game plan play. So I guess that – I don't know if Jeff, like, adequately explained that, but I guess that's the idea.
Well, I'm ready for Jeff to adequately explain things. What is he, in year 8? Jeff start to adequately explain things?
So let's take him out of the explanation, though. But I guess, does that make sense to you that it's like, oh, you guys are doing stuff that, like, if we were playing a game, you would do? Because my answer to that would, and I did text this back, was like, well, why isn't it okay to work on that in a practice? You know what I mean? Like, seems like that still could be, like, a good thing to work on in a practice. But I guess, I don't know. I know
okay,
sometimes
so he's
coaches
surprised
get
by
with
it.
Each other, and they're like, hey, we want to try our, you know, more cover three in this practice. You know, you guys throw this blitz or that blitz at it, you know, whatever. Stuff
well, that's
like that.
Fine that he's surprised by it on the first play or whatever. But then these other runs that they don't recognize the rest of the time, like, haven't you seen every
it's
run?
It's all unfair, PK. There, it's huh? all unfair.
Is, it's isn't, all unfair. Haven't you seen every run there is in the book? Like, is somebody coming out with a run that's never been seen before in football? At a practice in Flowery Branch, Georgia, in the middle of August.
So watch out for the Falcons this year.
Yeah,
they're bringing back spinners.
Yeah,
just wait till Pavia gets in the league.
Oh man,
another on the YouTube chat. A couple points. One is, and I said this before. I haven't heard the comparison in a long time, but it's totally like Ultra being known. He's like, this is why I hate the McNair comparison. Like, he's not anywhere near that. And I never got the McNair comparison. Like, McNair is way different, way better as a runner than Cam Ward.
You well, know, and frankly, he people started making the McNair comparison a lot when it was clear that he was going to the Titans. It's like, okay.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, some of these comparisons are stupid. And that is one of them. Also, Sam.
He's not a great runner. He might be a great scrambler.
He's a good eluder
behind,
and play
behind
extender.
The line of scrimmage. That very well right. put. Very well put.
Yeah. Thank you. Sam says Mahomes threw a ton of picks his early camps. Mariota's first camp, he didn't throw a pick. Is that true, PK?
I don't remember if it was first camp, but there was one where he didn't throw. Yeah, I'm not overrating it. You want him to be cleaner overall.
Yeah, my thing is like, if you are taking a chance on something, you're just trying to squeeze one in practice, or you're just, you know what, the safety might get over there, but let's go, let's give Calvin a chance. Oh, fine. But when you don't see a linebacker, that's not taking a chance. That's you misreading, and you need to get better and not throw those picks. And it seems like he still has too much of that, right?
I agree.
Do you have a problem with Cam Ward saying that they could be a top 10 offense in the NFL?
No, as long as, like, look, it's your job to be a discerning listener. Like, Cam Ward wasn't here last year. He doesn't realize how bad they were. And where they're starting. And I wrote this again. The undercurrent, you know, this started at the Brinker-Borgonzi press conference to start things. And the undercurrent around the team since then has been, you know, we got a long way to go. We're you know, there's a lot of work to be done. Our depth is really not good. All of that stuff. Cam Ward's the only one saying this stuff.
We are awesome.
Well, he also called Trey, as Joe, you pointed out earlier in the show, he did call Traylon Burks, like, you know, top five wide receiver in the league at 1.2.
So he's the only guy viewing this. It's youthful enthusiasm and naivete. Like, if there are fans out there, like, buying it, I say that's let the buyer beware. Yeah. You know,
well, you need to ask him next time he says it, like, name the other nine teams. Like, where, you know. What offenses are you ahead of? Like, you're better than who? The Eagles? Like, who you got?
Well,
let's go through the list.
We were talking, like, it's not as if he's a blowhard, because on other stuff, he's pretty specific. Like, he was talking about the protection, and he said, I know, you know, 8 out of 10 times I'm going to be fine, or something like that. That's a very precise number. He's saying that the pressure rate is 20%. And the pressure rate is probably about 20%. Like it was 27% 2 years ago. Nick Suss was quick to look up these numbers. It was like 23% last year. 20% would be right about the right number. So he knows stuff like that and can tell you, you know, boom, yep. boom, boom. He can't, I'm sure, tell you where the Titans ranked in passing offense or wide receiver rooms last year. This was funny. I don't know if you caught this. Right while, like literally in the same time window that Cam was saying he's got top five receiver room, Colin Coward was doing a segment on the Titans saying they've got a bottom five receiver.
We need a point counterpoint.
Can't marry that up any better. Lots more to come with PK. We'll take more of your questions. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, Robbie and Rex Row, 1025 The Game.
What do you feel like you need to work on the most for your angle?
Honestly, I think I'm at a point where I can go play a game with my guys physically, mentally. I think more the biggest thing I need to work on going to the game is just more reps at certain plays I haven't gotten the right amount of reps at. The new plays that we're adding, so getting more reps at those. I got a lot of reps at the base install that Coach Callahan's put in, but just all the new little installs that he's added, whether we're adding play here or there once a week, just getting more reps at those so I can see different coverages. But if we have to go play a game, I'll be fully prepared with the coach staff that I have.
That's Cam Ward saying he's ready to go when it comes to a game. Getting some more reps, get those new plays in, and he's ready to play some football. Taking your thoughts for Paul Kuharski on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, PK, you brought up the pressure rate. I know in training camp is not exactly the most conducive environment to watch this, but overall, what have your impressions been of what you've seen from the offensive line to this point, with Lloyd Cushenberry having not been out there, you know, in a team setting yet, with any sort of meaningful snaps, and we'll see what that looks like for him by the time week one comes around. But what have you thought overall of the way the offensive line has played?
I think it's been pretty good. You know, it's hard to really – look, there are things that you're just not going to know until opening day, really, because we're not going to see them clearly against the ones until then. You know, I don't think we're seeing them against ones tomorrow night. And I don't think we're seeing them against ones against Minnesota in week three of the preseason. They're one-on-ones. I know people don't want to hear it. We're in a kind of blind spot in Atlanta's field yesterday, an unreasonable blind spot. I don't know. I do know, you know, they don't let you go over there because there's only 7 yards out of bounds and it's very dangerous.
Did you keep your filming within 90 seconds?
You know, I didn't have enough good film to test the 90 seconds, but yesterday if I had enough, I was going to break it. Like what were they going to do? What were the consequences for breaking the 90 seconds? The NFL police, the Falcons police going to come to Nashville and handcuff me? Or were my privileges with the Falcons, who parked the – like, I went and parked – I don't know. People don't give a damn about this, but it's like 4 miles away from the facility and got on the fan shuttle bus. I talked to the PR director, and he's like, well, we don't really have control of this lot across the street, which is like the primary fan lot that fans were parking, you know, 2 hours in advance. I said, you get 6 traffic cones – and the 6 press from Nashville could be accommodated and come and go as we need to come and go to work. They were like dumbfounded.
Traffic cones.
The Roselle had traffic cones. The Roselle Award is voted on by the Pro Football Writers of America for the best public relations staff in the country. I told the guy as I shook his hand and met him, I said, well, you're out of the running for the Roselle Award.
I vote you number 32.
I said, if we sat down and mapped out the worst way this could be laid out, you've nailed it.
Well, I was proclaiming tweeting the other day, like, please, PK, destroy, like, do more video than you've ever done in your life. Now, not the type of video you like to do, but you know what I'm saying? More of the up and up video of your entire life and just blow past the 90 seconds and then ask for forgiveness and, well, like, test this crap. What a joke. How could you not have... You'd have 90 seconds between, like, interviews and all that?
Well, interviews I don't put out that much as it is because it's mana for the aggregator. So people don't really seem to like the interview clips. And then, you know, guys in Ohio write stories off of it and pretend like they were there. So I don't put out that much interview stuff as it is. And then you can only film one period. And so, like, the first day I filmed one-on-ones of Daryl Baker getting beat. And people weren't that excited about that. The second day, the only period of interaction between the Falcons and the Titans, I was on the other field watching Titans red zone offense. I could have filmed the Titans defensive line and outside linebackers getting stoned by the Falcons offensive line, but I didn't get to the right place at the right time. But I also don't think people would have been real excited about Titans losses. They want to see Titans wins. So it just didn't work out to get that much good video because there's such limited periods available to film. If there had been good stuff to film.
You're trying to turn out propaganda. I want to see what's really happening. Send out their losses.
Be sending out a lot of videos.
Well, thank you for the clicks on the snaps of losses that I had a great Drake London catch. I'm sure you watched that 5-10 times.
That was pretty good. Decent camera work.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, my filming is, you know,
elite.
Pretty
spectacular.
Pretty good. Now, I'm a better picture taker than videographer. I can take some pictures.
Oh, we've seen Rex Rhodes' filmography. It's poor. Leave poor. Something to be desired. Yeah.
It's poor. We've seen Kaharski's too. Let's keep it above board here. Okay.
Look, you've done made him mad. The gout comments have come back, and now he's got to start taking some shots at you. The way it goes here. The way it just goes around.
Catch
here.
One stray pee-pee and never live it down.
Femi Oladeja.
I'm not a repeat offender, by the way. I made one mistake and I chilled it. You can't stay away from shellfish, meat, and meat.
At this point, I'm about to have a total binge on that stuff because I'm not touching and I'm still getting gout. I may as well have fun in life.
Yeah,
right?
So what's the doctor say? How are you continuing to get this?
People don't want to hear about it.
I think you might be wrong.
Oh, contraire. Well, contraire.
Okay. All right, fine. Well, this medicine that I have been swearing off, it's called colchicine because 3 years ago, the last time I had gout, it destroyed me. Yesterday, I went and begged for it. Okay, so that's where we are.
Why does it hurt you?
It tears. It's a stomach problem. So
yeah, you want a foot
just
problem?
Now we're getting in there. Okay.
Foot right. problem or stomach problem? Our poll. Ian, put that up. Would you rather have foot pain, gout, or torn up stomach?
If this gout
this
will go
be pretty
away,
cool.
I'll retweet that. That'll
wear
go
a diaper
viral.
The rest of my life if this gout will go away. I will just
flip that up.
Walk around. There we go. Yeah, just that's fine.
I'm very
care.
Curious where people come down on this. I think I'd like to start with the foot pain and
I would agree.
And see what it's like.
Just maybe experience it for a minute, then if it's too much, then you can switch.
Then you make the trade, yeah. Which is what Joe's doing.
So when a sheet touches you, it feels like a knife's going to your foot.
It's not fun.
There's a certain degree of softness, I think, in that review.
Okay. Corey Curtis wants me to ask
King
you.
King Louis the 14th never said that.
It's true.
Or whoever it was that had it.
It's true. Corey Curtis wants me to ask you where you think Adam Schefter would have had to park in the fan lot in Atlanta.
Adam Schefter would have gotten a carriage ride.
Arthur Blank's helicopter brings him in.
615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. One texter says 102.5 the game. You come for sports takes, you stay for gout updates. That's what we do.
You gotta get on the program.
More with PK coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 the game. This week's Nashville's best deal is Fat Bottom Brewing Company. Join Fat Bottom this Saturday for their Lucky 13 anniversary party at 844th Avenue North in Nashville. A full day of casino-themed fun, live tattoos from Black 13, face painting, balloon art games, and, of course, ice cold beer. Get a $100 gift card half off while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Plus, don't miss their Lucky 13 anniversary party this Saturday at Fat Bottom Brewing Company. Paul Kuharski is with us. We're taking your thoughts on all things Titans. Let's quickly head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Daryl to the program, who has some advice for Rex Road. Daryl, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, morning, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Joe, have you ever heard of a substance called dark cherry juice?
Yeah, I've eaten a lot of cherries. I haven't actually done the juice separately, but I may actually get into that today.
I go, several years back, I started getting gout in my right foot. Friend of mine's going to GNC. You can also buy it at Target and Walmart now. Over the counter, you take a teaspoon at night, dilute it with water before you go to bed in the morning, and I'm telling you, it'll make a difference. It's a natural deflammatory. And I had a couple of friends that had gout. They swear by it too. And just give it a shot, because it's good. It really, I'm telling you, man, it works.
Hey, can you stay on the line? We're going to put you off the air, but Ian's going to get your number. If you're hanging out with a bunch of guys with gout, Joe needs to tie into your group.
Can we get your contact info?
Yeah.
A support group might actually be nice.
And Joe, say damn it to the tablespoon. You need to be chugging this stuff out of the bottle.
I mean, man, gout hurts. Joe, I know what you're going through, brother. It hurts.
Solidarity, bro.
Thank you, Daryl.
Solidarity, Daryl.
It's all fun and jokes to PK.
It's all fun and jokes to anybody that doesn't have gout. I mean, it's a funny disease. What's adult chicken pox called?
Measles?
Shingles.
Your shingles, yeah.
If you measles, had shingles, it would be measles. A different deal. The sympathy would be different. But people are just unfamiliar with gout. You need to do a better job campaigning for gout awareness instead of letting it be the butt of so many jokes. But your campaign for gout awareness has been terrible.
And all you had to do was shut up. I was never going to say anything about this most recent episode, and you brought it to light.
PK's like, brain cancer.
Yeah,
those are comparable.
How about this? See, for his gout awareness campaign is now comparing it to brain cancer. See how he's failing gout?
I'm just saying that you have no
He's
heart.
Failing gout.
Have a heart, PK.
He's comparing it to brain cancer. Give me a moment here.
I'd like to
speak to everyone out there with brain cancer and apologize on behalf of Joe Rexroad. We do not in any way at the game endorse the idea of diminishing the seriousness of brain cancer.
That's true.
Sympathetic to what you're going through, and we wish you all the best in what we understand could be your remaining days. And we apologize for the insensitivity. Now back to sports talk that we hope lightens your burden.
Rex Road.
Yeah, this could have been a sports show.
Could have been.
Let's minimize brain cancer Joe's gout.
Good Lord. Femi Oladejo, transitioning from that somehow. Not very impactful to this point in camp.
So, Ian and I just had a moment, and then it extended. Our moment extended, and I choked on my water. But Ian, come on the air. How much did you enjoy that? Ian loved that. Ian, rate that for us.
Which part?
The part where you and I were dying.
Sharing a moment
about
together.
Minimization of the brain
transition
cancer.
There from Robbie. From minimizing
so,
brain
Femi
Oladejo. So, Femi and this outside linebacker pass rusher group is complete trash.
Rex Road is so done with this conversation.
Some transitions are difficult, and the guy in Robbie's chair just has to jerk the thing back.
Just gotta do it.
Put it back in the lane.
Yeah, so.
And he's a pro.
Listen, I don't want to speculate about medical things, but is it possible that Femi has gout?
No. So you went from not wanting to talk about it to minimizing brain cancer to wishing it on a Titans second round pick.
I mean, is it not possible that the Titans have like a run of gout and that's why they're lacking energy? I don't know.
There'd be more walking boots out there than there are if this happened.
No. See, you obviously need more gout awareness. A walking boot, a walking boot is not what you do. You don't do anything that touches the gouted area. You leave
find
that
out in 6 months. Yeah. That Legarius Sneed's been dealing with gout the whole time.
How about one of those, like, you ever seen the kids get into that big bubble and they bang against each other? Like, what about a foot bubble for that?
That might be
Seinfeld bubble boy.
New look, yeah, that's right, a that's bubble right. Foot.
The moops.
I'm inventing solutions for gout.
So Femi Oladejo, what do you thought of him so far, huh?
He's up and down. You know, I keep referring to this piece I wrote. Everybody, go read my piece from yesterday that I retweeted this morning. You know, I think some of the thing fan wise. And what's going to be hard for fans here is the incremental improvement we're looking for. And I know, Joe, you're going to be excited to see if from game one to game two, Femi Oladejo's hand placement on pass rushes, does that get better? Like, that's fun to look for that, right, on an NFL Sunday. Hey, Titans lost, but Femi Oladejo's hand placement really showed signs of improvement. Right, that could be the kind of exciting season that we're looking at.
Ooh, like, can't wait.
Glacier stuff. Like, Joe, go out and watch this glacier for a week and come back and report on it. That could be what all of us that are out there are doing.
I do need ice.
But don't let it touch the foot. Just put it kind of near the foot.
Inflamed foot. Joe, your thoughts. Do you have any Titans questions for PK?
Ah, good God. I mean, now I'm looking at the text line, all these depends jokes. I mean, we got a lot of different ways this is going.
I know. You said people didn't want to talk about this, and you're wrong.
Everybody wants to talk.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you and Daryl to get together. Hey, if you want to leave the show early to call Daryl.
Call Daryl.
Just to get in on the next support group. We understand.
Hey, I appreciate Daryl's suggestion. I got a medicine on here that's like endomethazine. I never even heard of that. I'm like, sure. I'll take a needle and inject it in my veins at this point.
That's from
I don't even need a doctor to tell me.
That's from a vet, by the way, that suggestion.
Oh, boy.
So, okay. All right. Oladejo, you said up and down. Where's the up? Because, and obviously, you know, I'm going on a small sample size of watching him in which I was like, man, this guy is miles away. Do you think this guy, in all seriousness, can have any sort of impact? He's gonna get snaps because he has to, right?
Yeah, well, I think he'll have moments, right? Just on pure athleticism, and maybe he sees something here or there. Excuse me, but consistent impact, it's gonna be difficult. I think they're working hard on stuff, but they've chosen a developmental route. And he's as big a symbol of that as anybody on the team, right? He's not a drop him in and let him go guy. He's a guy that needs to be coached up. I think there was at least one third down in the game. I don't remember how many third downs there were on the Titans defensive series where he wasn't on the field. So how is that helping accelerate things? Like, Arden Key and Draymond Jones don't need to be on the field for a third down in the preseason. So I would look for maybe to see if that changes in what they do tomorrow night. And he should absolutely, I mean, all of these guys, we know who they are, need to be in as many big, quote unquote, big, nothing's big, but in as many key situations as they can be in that pertain to their doing their job. So there should not be a third down defensively that Oladejo isn't in, whether it's a run situation or a pass situation. Like, get him out there.
Yeah.
Even if he's not going to be playing third downs for you come regular season.
That's what this
time
of year's
for. Get him in situations now.
Yeah, absolutely. Eli from Smyrna asking how Gunnar Helm has looked in joint practices to you.
Yeah, he comes and goes also. You know, it's not dissimilar to Oladejo. I don't know that Gunnar Helm has a full handle on what he needs to do, but he can make a catch. You know, if he winds up being the targeted guy, you have to feel pretty good about his chances of making a play. And so he makes splash plays here and there for sure. And I think virtually everyone that's watching this team on a regular basis likes him better and thinks him a more dynamic target than Chig. Now, you know, people are making a big deal out of, like, is he tight end one or is he tight end two?
Yeah.
They really don't ideally play the same position. You know, Chig is the move tight end who could be, you know, lined up in the slot or in the backfield, and Gunnar Helm is more likely to be lined up in line.
In line, yeah. So on the tight end front, again, quickly, you know, I looked up in the first game, in the preseason game, and I was like, oh, Josh Wiley caught a pass. And then I looked at the clock, and there's like a minute and 51 seconds left in the game. I was like, that probably doesn't speak well to where Josh Wiley is right now. Is he making this team? Is he
I don't think
gone?
So. I mean, if you want to put up arrows and down arrows on established guys, you know, established guys, guys who we know, yep, and who've been around, he's got a down arrow for sure. I just don't think he's improved, and I don't think from the start that he was a guy who kind of somehow fit what they want. So maybe he winds up being a decent player somewhere, but in terms, you know, there are going to be a certain percentage of guys who just you inherit and don't like for whatever reason. And I don't think he's been particularly good, but I think he fits in that basket.
We'll have one more segment with PK coming up next. Take more of your questions on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safard, Paul Kuharsky with you here on the program. By the way, Charles Robinson will be with us tomorrow. He is at a training camp practice today, so we'll see. Rob will be with us tomorrow on the show from 7:30 to 8. So looking forward to that. Paul Kuharsky with us. Paul Kuharsky is back with us, and he will be with us every Wednesday throughout football season, barring some sort of scheduling conflict between he and the Titans. So good to have PK back on a weekly basis here.
Good to be here.
Absolutely. Brett and Franklin wondering why Cam's a rookie, needs more reps to learn. Why in the world is he not playing more than two or three series in preseason games? This is from Brett.
Look,
on the text line.
You know, I wonder the same thing. And then the answer is obvious. Injury risk, injury fear. So, you know, I had a lot of people, why can't he play three quarters like Shador did? Well, you know, if he plays three quarters and comes out of it fine, that's fine. That means a lot of, you know, the offensive line's got to play three quarters.
Correct.
So you're subjecting a lot of people to injury in what are meaningless games. And so you make the trade-off. He gets less experience in the preseason, but he's more guaranteed to be healthy for the meaningful games. And so he's less ready for the meaningful games, but he's more assuredly healthy.
And I do get that. I do. As you know, I'm a big proponent of health, a big health guy.
Yeah.
But
picture of health.
Yeah. But I also, I think all those decisions, there should be like some kind of like a sliding scale based on like your realistic assessment of your own team. And I look, I understand, I'm sure a lot of people in that building and on that roster are like, hey, this kid's good enough that we could, you know, we could be the surprise team. He could be that rookie third year in a row who does something no one saw coming. But to me, it's like, I'm not saying put him in harm's way to have him out there playing with threes offensive linemen. I am saying like a good half with the ones offensive line to accelerate the development. With a team that, yeah, let's face it, if they win seven, we'll be patting them on the back. I don't know. I feel like the risk is a little bit lower when you're this kind of team, isn't it?
I tend to think that too. But then at the end of that, I say, but what if he steps on somebody's foot and suffers a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Or worse, he's running to the sideline and somebody tackles his planted foot and the ACL goes. And then you're second-guessed forever.
I mean, Jordan Love just played two series last week and now is having surgery on his thumb.
Non-throwing thumb.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just think it's a very difficult decision to make, and you can roll through it and roll through it and roll through it. At the end of everything, you say, but what if he were to tear an ACL in the extra series? But what if he's to suffer a high ankle sprain in the extra series? But what if he's to land on his shoulder badly in the extra series? And every time you come out of that and say, yeah, it's not worth it.
And dudes do that stuff all the time in practice. But
that's true. That is true. All right, we've spent a lot of time.
They're way more protected in practice. They're not taken to the ground in practice. And they wear red jerseys at practice for a reason.
I think we all recognize that this is going to be a big work in progress. The Titans have essentially said as much with this team. You did bring up the Ridley-Ward connection, so let's dive into that a little bit. It looks pretty good. It looked good in the preseason game. Everybody talking about in practice how it's looked good. How encouraged are you by that? And if that continues into the regular season, what does that mean for the bottom line of this football team in your mind?
Well, I think you'd be wise to double Calvin Ridley pretty consistently and make him go to the next guy. And then who's the next guy?
It's a great question.
You know, so the Titans will have to answer for that. But if you let that matchup get heated up, you're foolish. We talked earlier about, you know, you would look to stop Drake London, number one, on the Falcons and go to Robinson or Pitts. Well, the Titans don't have an identifiable Robinson or Pitts. So if you come in and say, boy, Ridley looked really good with them in the preseason, we're gonna put our best guy on him or we're going to double him and take our chances with the rest, I think you'd feel pretty good on the defensive plan. But the way their chemistry has come, like, I don't think it's an outright indictment of Levis. But, boy, is it night and day from the difficulty that Levis and Ridley had last year getting things together. And I think Calvin learned some stuff out of that in terms of how he's approached things with Ward. And, boy, that's been healthy. And if you're looking for positives with the Titans, I can't think of anything that's been more positive than seeing the two of them connect so quickly, develop a friendship so quickly, and be productive so quickly. It translated into the first preseason game. You hope it translates tomorrow night and keeps on the track that it's been.
The offensive line against twos, but still, I thought a good performance against the Bucs. Just those guys, individuals, team, sevens, whatever. What would be your overall takeaway on that group from the joint practices?
Yeah, I mean, looks good. I didn't see Cam when I was watching him under any significant stress. Generally has time or if not time, the ability to recognize that things are starting to go awry and get out of trouble with a rollout and a throwaway or a throwaway or a throw at somebody's feet. So, A, good time, and B, the ability to recognize that a play is about to end and end it on his own terms, if you will, which are very positive developments given where this team is coming from.
Absolutely. PK, great stuff, brother. Appreciate you being back with
great
us.
Great to be here. Read up on gout so that we could all be more sympathetic, but keep it in perspective with regard to brain cancer. Don't block the box and be sure to lock your locks.
Next man up with Jake Lyman coming up next. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.